Amen. Well, tonight we're going to do a sharing on following an anointed leader blindly. So, one thing we have about our Father's Word. You asleep?
No, my eyes are burning. No business.
Is that we have great narratives, and we have to say, why is Father telling us this information? And so we can learn so much from other people's mistakes, and what's allowed and what's not allowed, and so we don't have to do those same kind of mistakes. Like I was talking to Winnie the other day, or just today. Hard to realize it, but we're always in a war. Every day of our lives, it can either be external or internal. And so even physically, the United States isn't going to be attacked without, but as of today, it's being attacked within. But that's always the case. And sometimes greater than others. And when you look at our spiritual life, it's the same way. Mm-hmm. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. That doesn't stop. I think we get a little breather. And so we have to be able to say, how do I handle that and not be anxious and go smoothly? But I'm just in the battle, and that's just part of life. That's what we live for. So here's an illustration. I was talking to Melania, and when I go through the parks, there's a park over here that they mow it. There's only a certain section that's mowed. And then it's just woods. And so you really see the difference between maintaining